Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, May 12th. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Hedman?
Here.
Pasola?
Yes.
Nosuski?
Yes, I'm here.
Getz? Is absent. Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Yes, here.
Hicks?
Yes.
Bird?
Here.
And Schumacher?
Here.
Thank you.
Recognition of our visitors. We have... First name?
Sean.
Sean, for our Eagle Scout Project presentation. And we have our friends in the library?
Yes, I'm okay. Kathy Bell. I'm the new president.
Okay, welcome. New president.
A new face.
Okay. Any amendments to the agenda? And now we'll begin with our presentation from Sean, our Eagle Scout Project presentation that we discussed last month.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sean Huffich. I'm a Life Scout with Garfield's Troop 40, the Boy Scouts of America. And I'm hoping to do my Eagle Scout project here at the Yorkville Library. Just a little bit of my troop. We meet at the chapel at the Green, just down the road. I'm sophomore at Yorkville High School, and I'm hoping to get my Eagle within this year. So an Eagle Scout project is a significant project that the Eagle Scout candidate must plan by themselves. They are not allowed to help in any way in the construction of the project, but they must plan, organize, and lead the entire thing, lead others to complete the project. It's a culmination of all the Scouts, everything that they've learned, the Boy Scouts of America, and demonstrates their skills and while simultaneously benefiting their community. So, why I chose Yorkville Library to, and why I choose a food pantry specifically at the library, is that now Yorkville has a very great resource for those in need of food. They have the Kendall County Food Pantry, of course, but sometimes those in need might see it as what's the word? Stigma. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I hope to provide a smaller scale, more private and intimate version of the wonderful program they have at the Kendall County Food Pantry to serve my community, and it helps to give back to the community through the library. So all this will be constructed and carried out through with me and the Scouts and adults of Troop 40. No additional outside is needed. This will all be done off-site, probably at the chapel on the Green where we meet, whether that be during normal Monday meeting or outside of that. And so no other additional volunteers are required for that. All materials, likewise, will be fundraised entirely by me with the help of my troop. Companies like Chicago Fireproofing have worked with Troop 40 in the past, and they usually supply all the wood that's required for the projects, because most Eagle Scout projects are building something to give back. And then the fundraising, I hope to do now, and then over the summer, and have the project completed in the fall, which... So two separate shelves will be constructed. It'll be a smaller, shorter main shelf with doors that will be about, I believe, three tiers, like three levels. That will hold all the food. It'll be out front. I do have a space in mind, but I will have wheels, so you guys can utilize it wherever you like it. Other than that, there'll be a shelf in the back room, I believe back behind the desk in the back area is where they indicated that could be built. And then my timeline, this month I hope upon your approval that I will submit it to BSA, basically take everything I did in this presentation and expand upon it, and submit it for their approval. I also have to go up in front of the board to get their approval. And then between whenever that date happens to the fall of 2025, so about September, October, I hope to fundraise everything, materials, money to purchase supplies. And then sometime again in the fall will be the actual construction, and the shelves will be moved here to the library. All this will take place offsite, of course. So, and yeah. So this is where it was indicated that it would be a good location for the food pantry initially. It's right out here in the hall. It's a more quiet area because, you know, maybe those in need, who are in need of food, they want it to be more private. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so I know personally when my family was struggling that there was a little bit of shame that came with that. I mean, of course, it's good to reach out, utilize the sources that are there, but I hope to minimize that. As I indicated before, the first one, the food pantry itself, be about a couple feet wide. I'm not too sure. I don't know the conversion off the top of my head. And then it'd be pretty tall with the wheels, 3 to 4 shelves, and then the door. Then the static shelf in the back would be taller and wider, of course, to store more supplies to utilize later. This project is something that some libraries in the area, one I visited was in Orland Park. That was the closest one to here, I believe, that I could find. But a lot of them are outside, or inside, as the middle one shows. I thought the middle one wouldn't be such a good idea, especially with the proximity to the high school. I know some of my peers can be a little rowdy. But yeah, I was thinking somewhere between like a combination of the one on the left and one on the right, it being like the sort of bookcases with doors. Yeah, and the URL at the bottom, littlefreepantry.com, is where I got most of my inspiration from this. Now this is a rough CAD model I drew up. The one on the left is the food pantry itself. It's just a rough model. The one on the right is the shelving unit. So it's got the dimensions that I laid out beforehand, but just to give you an idea. Of course, the color and everything is up to your decision. If you want to, however you want to blend it into the the theme of the library. Mm-hmm. The food donations itself, the first batch will be part of my Eagle Scout project first. Usually what I plan on doing is like a sort of door-to-door thing where it's like I'll knock on the door of me and the group of scouts will go out into the neighborhood, you know, go door-to-door and collect donations for the food pantry. And then the Friends of the Library group has indicated that they were willing to take over the maintenance of the pantry and the future, any future food donations. And do you guys have any questions?
So is it just slightly larger than some of the like micro pantries that we see around town a little bit? Is that?
Yes. It's sort of a bridge between the smaller ones that you see around town and the.
Yes.
The large one they have out at the
food pantry.
Pantry
itself. Okay.
Yes.
So how do you decide who can, take the supplies?
Well, I feel like it'd be maybe something that the library could advertise. Like, it could be something that the people in need would come in. They could indicate that they would need that.
And if they come in and say they want it, they just get it. They don't have to show any.
I
thought that the students from the school coming in and taking.
Right.
Yeah, but I think that I thought that you said that you said private and intimate because those that are in need want to be able to go.
Right.
And you were thinking of putting it in a location where there's not a lot of traffic.
In the hallway.
Yes.
And there's a camera there.
Mm-hmm. There is. Yes.
We want to keep it.
Yes.
Not
private,
full
intimate.
Outside.
Yes.
In front of the library
and having your request of the team.
Or down the hall where staff can
see.
Sure.
See,
keep
yes.
an eye
yeah.
on.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's, both an area that's secure and private at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like when you say private and intimate because that helps people feel not so bad.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No.
Oh.
I'm wondering how, if somebody shows up here, they heard about it, they can just go get the food done? Is
Which I think is most of the Michael pantries are that way. That was the whole anonymous.
I do have a question, because you mentioned that it will have doors. But those doors are not going to be locked, right? So then people are just self-serve.
Yes.
And they take whatever they need.
Right, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, there's one by the laundry mat.
Yes.
A very small one where you just go and put some cans and things like that.
Outside of Grace, there's one as well. There's a few of them around town.
I saw that one. That kind of inspired me in the first place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's take what you...
Dr. Natalie's office. It's right outside of Dr. Natalie's office.
It's like the motto that they had was take what you can, or take what you need, leave what you can.
Yes, yes. I mean, you can't police. I think that those that are in need would be the ones, and if those that take that aren't, then they have to deal with that.
Right, yeah.
I think that we would address it if it became...
Comes.
And like you were saying, perhaps some of your peers or
something
that, you know, it became more along the lines of some of the other things that we've had to deal with within the library, too.
I do have another question, and I don't think you mentioned on your presentation, but how this is going to be advertised, so how you will plan to make the community aware that this exists here?
Well, I thought it'd become like another aspect of the library, like it'd be something that, like... Because I know there's a lot of like posters for like reading groups and other services that you guys advertise, I believe. I thought it could be something like that that could be advertised. Like maybe both out in the wider community, but also mainly in the library itself.
Like having a poster, like how we have all the different...
Yeah, that's...
To initially start, is that how you would want to do it, or would you talk about what you're doing within the community? Mm-hmm. If you're going to collect from door to door and get some donations, I think that some of those community members will know what is happening.
Raise awareness for sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a question and a point of clarification. So once you would get the initial donations, then your thought was for Friends to take it completely over, like you don't, since you're a sophomore, continue being involved, or once you have your initial donation and the initial setup done, then you want to pass it off?
Yes, they had indicated that they would take control of it.
Well, that's my point of clarification, because I'm on the Friends as well as Kathy, obviously, and we talked about it this morning.
Right.
And we thought that it should come to a vote from our group, because it would, especially that was my question. If you want to pass it to another group, then it would be quite a bit of work, you know, probably on our part. And we have to make sure that we have members in the group that would be willing to do it.
Of course, yeah.
So we thought this morning that we would ask you to come if the board approves. Then the next step could potentially be, to come to the Friends group and see if they then vote to move forward with it, just to make sure that we have people that are willing and able to do it.
Right. To move forward with the project, or to move forward with taking over? Because the project is just a project. Because we've had one previously, a Boy Scout do a project. I think it was in the back. And he built whatever he built, and it was just for the library. So I think that when you present, if we agree tonight, that's the library saying we want to accept that. As far as taking over, if you're not going to maintain it, then I would suggest what she says, present to the Friends, and then they can determine if they want to continue.
Do they continue? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And these are things you probably want answered before you go present.
Well, I was just thinking of your presentation, because our group met today, and we don't meet again until June. But if you need it before that, maybe we could, you know, find a way to accommodate your timeline.
The Friends has not agreed.
It was presented, but we did look back, and there wasn't a vote.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we felt...
But that aspect doesn't affect the board, the library.
Right. Yeah.
Two separate things. There were two Friends members who said they would do it.
Okay.
But I agree it should be a unanimous decision if it's going to be taken on by the Friends.
And if they do not...
Those who can't do it, somebody would have to.
Well, that's it. I was going to say, if it comes that they don't want to take over, what would you do? Would you continue, or would you just remove? I mean, what would be your plan of action?
That's
hard.
Think
maybe somebody from the food pantry could get involved, just to, you know,
make sure everything's stocked? And
I could reach out to them.
Because your thing is to get the project. Because,
yeah.
Right.
Your premise of everything is doing your project for your... for the scout, for the Eagle Scout,
right? Yes.
And that's we experienced that before, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. But as far as maintenance, I mean, once you've done your project and you've gotten your Eagle Scout, mm-hmm. you can decide as the person mm-hmm. that created it. You have to decide if they don't want to do it. If you want it to continue in the library, or you just want to, you know, be done. That's your decision,
right? Yeah.
But we will make a decision tonight. And I'm sure that everyone on the board is in agreement. I will vote on that, but we can vote now. We have a roll call of those that are in agreement with helping Mr. Sean with his Eagle Scout project. We've done it in the past. I think this will be our second one. I can start with the roll call.
Sure. Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Congratulations. And then, but I would say...
Now you get...
but now, think about the second part.
Yeah. Right, yes.
After you have done the project and you've started the first part of it, how do you want it to continue? Because it would be something nice to have to continue it within, if you sit at other libraries, but help us find out how we can continue that.
Right, of course. See, it's kind of a... So, because you said, you know, you guys don't meet again until June, correct?
Right. So right. The second Monday. But, like I said, if that doesn't coincide with your timeline, you know, like, you could let Kathy know or me know, and we could try to figure out something else to help you so your timeline could continue
right,
and what it needs
course,
to, what your timeline needs to be.
Because this is a troop effort, and we quit meeting at the end of this month.
Right, but this shouldn't impact you from doing the project.
Because
you're doing the project. We just approved it. We just all voted yes.
Right.
You're doing the project. This is after the project. Once you start the first process and getting the donations, what's going to happen next?
Right.
We don't want to just leave it here in the library and not be maintained by anyone.
Sure.
That's something that you think about later on.
And right. You could even outline in your project potential paths for how it can be sustained.
Yes.
And not necessarily defining, you know, what's going forward, but here are options to continue this. And
right.
Yes. Like
June 9th is when it's the next Friends
and it's
meeting. That's
here?
A Monday, June 9th.
So here?
Right. Mm-hmm. At 10:15 in the morning.
But that let us know how it's going to be sustained.
Right. Sustainable.
So it's here. Mm-hmm. Is it sustainable? And who...
Yes, who? And I like that she said if you got with the pantry, maybe they might want to take over.
Might be, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right,
thank you, Sean.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Okay. Approval of our minutes. That's the next item. Motion to approve the minutes, Board of Trustees minutes from April 14th as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Sorry, thank you. Yes. Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
And Milshewski?
Yes.
Okay. Any correspondence, Shelley?
No.
Public comment. We don't have anyone here. And then we'll have our friends of the library report from our new president.
So the annual meeting of the Friends of the Library was held this morning. It's required by our bylaws to have an annual meeting. The president and treasurer gave reports encompassing the organization's activities during the past fiscal year. We ended the year with $31,473.13 of unencumbered funds, so we're in good shape financially to help the library. The proposed budget for next year was approved, as was the slate of officers. I'm Kathleen Bell, I'm the president. Jay Githens is our new vice president. Laura Ozarski is our secretary, and Peggy Dowd is our treasurer. Following the annual meeting, we had our regular monthly meeting. We continued to investigate alternative fundraising opportunities after voting to cancel our mini golf event next year. Okay. I know Shelley's going to be talking a little bit more about that. And if you have any questions, I'll be here. The Friends did approve scheduling 2 used book sales. A one-day sale will be held as usual on Labor Day weekend, and the other one will be held on March 7th, 2026. In addition, we approved recommended amendments to the bylaws. Most of those amendments addressed clarifications, and some wording was wrong that needed to be fixed. We clarified the purposes of the organization. We added a couple of additional responsibilities, especially to the treasurer's position. Now that we're a 501c3, we have extra forms that have to be filed mm-hmm. with the federal government and the mm-hmm. state. And we formalized wording to change the date of our fiscal year. Okay. So, which now will run from May 1st to the following April 30th. That's the end of my report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No staff comment, and can we have the report of our treasurer?
There's nothing outstanding or worrying in the bill list. So with that in mind, I would like to entertain a motion to approve the bill list as presented, with total accounts, total bills paid in the amount of $17,184.69. And payroll in the amount of $41,534.76 for a total disbursement of $58,719.45.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Milchewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
And Pasola?
Yes.
Report of the library director.
Okay. So our chiller is up running.
Yay.
There are a few checklist items that our architect is working through with the installer, Oakbrook Mechanical. There were pipes that needed to be insulated. They performed a balancing. So they're in discussion on the quantity of the glycol in the system right now, so that's going back and forth. And we still need some training on our building automation system that needs to be done. We had a spring cleanup of our library grounds, and on Saturday when the internet got cut. So,
oh dear.
So, Monday morning, they had to come out and re-string the internet line. So, I called the company and told them that if there were any prices or to be incurred, that they would be responsible.
Yeah.
They were good with that.
Sure.
Metronet has said that there probably shouldn't be. That was the technician.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, not the operations.
I sent a staff member to a Prairie Cat Resource Sharing Summit in DeKalb. This was to discuss promoting library services and resources. And so that was an all-day event. She got some really good information and tips on that. This is our potential new marketing person.
Okay.
Right now she's doing it part-time. We have 10 circulation staff members that have completed their county clerk registrar. So those terms expire every 2 years. So now they're good until November of 2026, actually. I have a staff member that is on the Prairie Hat User Experience Committee, and that committee has been tasked with creating a scoring rubric and interviewing vendors for a new mobile app through Prairie Hat. So they have gone through all of the demos and made their recommendations to the Prairie Cat Admin Council. It's then, in turn, made their recommendations at the Delegates Assembly that I attend quarterly. So it's been voted on and approved, and I've signed the IGA. And so we'll be pushing out a new mobile app sometime in, they say, October. And Prairie Cat staff will be in charge of developing the marketing materials to get our patrons aware that we will be changing.
Oh, that's good.
I had staff create a flyer on the potential federal cuts and how that impacts our library. And on it, we have this little QR code for people to share their stories about the library. And I found out today that one person has shared their story. This person has been in the Dungeons and Dragons program for a couple of years now. And she said that she was a quiet kind of...
Introvert
person, and really went out, took a leap of faith and joined this program, and she says, now for the first time I have my first adult friends.
Wow.
So I love that story.
Wow.
And that wouldn't have happened, maybe not as quickly, if she didn't see our flyer for the program.
Sure.
So yeah, we're trying to collect stories like that and share about how, you know,
the
library is a community hub.
Yeah. Yes.
All the good resources we have.
So yes.
We'll be pushing this QR code here as well. But I just wanted to share that story.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Super sweet. The Friends of the Library, yes. So Kathy had mentioned that mini golf will not be held this February. They had several meetings on this and back and forths, and it's a good time for them to try this. That's what I had said to them. You know, you have a good fiscal reserve right now to take a year off and try something new. And they've been researching and looking into all different ways of fundraising. And I love all the new people and the new faces and the new ideas, so I'm really excited. They had, like I said, had their meeting today, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what can happen and the possibilities. So they are going to take a year off. I said, let's gauge the reaction from the community, but let's also offer them something else.
Yes.
So they are working on that.
Okay. So the second used book sale is not in place of the mini golf.
It's something different. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not going to be held on the same time
sure.
frame.
Okay.
Yeah. About 6 months apart, I believe.
Something, are you guys thinking of something for families specifically? Because I know that was such a big deal for families in the community.
Yeah.
True, but the reality is we're all old and we can't, it's unbelievable. Sharon can testify because she and Sue handled it this year.
Sure.
And it's not just the hauling the pieces down from the attic. It's just all the behind the scenes work.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest parts that brought in money was the raffle.
Okay.
Not the mini golf itself, but the raffle. So we're thinking that we'll do a raffle connected with the second book sale.
Okay.
And we're trying to think of something else that we can do for the kids to have fun.
Gotcha.
For the families.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We did an ice cream social before.
There is another avenue where they're doing these community nights out at different
establishments in such a town.
Right. Where part of the proceeds come back to the Friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's see here. Let's talk about the IMLS update. So we got a recent update that FY26 fundings have been received, part of that, and for FY25, and they'll be put into FY26 Illinois State budget, library's budget. The Illinois State Libraries directed the regional library systems, which is Rails and Heartland, to plan for level funding for the next fiscal year. What that means is just basically same funding from the previous year. There was a judicial decision on May 1st. A federal judge blocked the administration from further dismantling the IMLS. So he put a temporary restraining order on the administration, and this case still remains open. So what's next for the Museum of the Library of Sciences? Congress is going to need to reauthorize the Museum and Library Services Act for the next federal financial year. And also the state's attorneys that had joined a coalition together suing the administration as well for seeking a temporary injunction or an injunction. So that decision is expected in the courts any day now for that one. So still a lot up in the air, but that temporary restraining order was a good sign.
So it kind of helps
for
the funds.
American Library Association.
Because most of our things come from Rails and
and
the programming that we have.
Delivery
of the books. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so far, Rails has said they have a good financial reserve.
Okay.
And they're doing a great job keeping all the libraries informed too. So.
That's good.
Let's see. I am actually the administrator from Kendall County reached out to me. I was part of the Connect Kendall County Commission. We attended one meeting back in the fall, and they have finally received their funding from the state. So this is a commission that's in charge of investigating bringing broadband to Kendall County. Yeah. Mostly for the underserved and unserved areas of the county. So they're going, because they receive that funding, they're going to start up with a lot more meetings than that. So first meeting is tomorrow night. So I'll keep you guys informed on that.
Okay.
And we had our year-end fiscal year, of course, so I'll have a annual report next month for you, but in the stats I always put the monthly statistics in that, but I didn't do the yearly statistics, so I just want to point out a couple of them for you.
Okay.
Last year we had 83,802 people visit the library, and this year we were at 90,339.
Wow.
So it was a percentage increase of 7.8, so that was good.
That's good.
Our digital checkouts have really increased. That figure has gone up almost 18%. And again, this is our second year that our events and programs have increased tremendously.
Nice.
So this year they increased 37%, and then the attendance increased 23%. So.
Very good.
Yep.
Thank you. Is that all for your report?
That's it.
Okay. No city council. We didn't have any standing committees. We have an unfinished business from last month, which is to review and approve the RFP for LED lighting upgrade. Mm-hmm. page?
You guys were, so it's page 3 of the RFP.
Okay.
Highlighted in yellow. I reached out to Ryan for his assistance in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry, I didn't see that email sooner.
That's okay. So this is the recommendation to go with for the proposal. These are based on what is currently in the library. The Philips products.
Okay.
I don't know, Ryan, if you want to speak to any of this.
You know, light fixtures are complex to me. I mean, if you go through like a schedule, so for one light, there's the bulb, more or less the lamp. There's a driver. There's trim kits. So my thought was, if we're trying to maintain an RFP schedule, there's going to be questions. So there's within the process, there's I think it was like 10 days or something. Where, you know, bidders can get the information, they should go through it, and then submit their questions. So if there were questions, that'd be the time, you know, to clarify anything. But I think it was important to have that Philips information in there. And I'm personally not familiar if there's, but there's always cheaper alternatives. So someone could just come up with... I was thinking of those ads like Timu or something, you know, Timu lights are like $5 or something, but something that's inferior to what's in here. So, I mean, ideally we want to match what's in the building.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the goal. And, you know, if we're going into this scenario, I think we'd have to approve anything that's not what's in here. So.
If there's a major change in.
And so this is what we requested, and this is everyone okay with this? Because we have to make a decision tonight. So that she can get started on this. This is the only thing that we talked about last month that needed to be changed. Are we okay with the wording?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I make a motion. If no, there's no opposed to it, I make a motion that we approve the RFP for LED lighting upgrade as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Nix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
And Getz?
Yes.
Okay. Approved. New business. I received an email this week from a presiding judge of Kendall County. And this is discussion on a proposed intergovernmental agreement with the Kendall County for library meeting room usage under their continuing operations plan. And so he indicated that he needed one more meeting room to add to the continuing operations plan. And if we will be willing, the library will be willing to be one of those meeting rooms that would be a part of their continuous operation plan, that if they shut down, they would use this room. And he indicated that he reached tentative agreement with various municipalities to use their public meeting rooms for the purpose during certain daytime hours, but he was one meeting room short. And then he indicated that if we vote that we would do that, they can have a county administrator put together a proposed intergovernmental agreement addressing any concerns that we might have. And if they need to use it, they would have security and they would have provided all the security they need if they have to use this room. And so I indicated to him that luckily we have a meeting on Monday and I will present this to the board and we will have to vote and decide if we want to be one of those rooms that if they go out of operation, we would be one of the rooms that they would use this meeting location. And then he indicated if you had any concerns or any questions, I can take those questions back if we don't.
He did say that this location would be limited to civil cases.
Yeah.
That typically involve the lowest volume of litigants. Mm-hmm. And there wouldn't be a concern about patrons
safety.
Interacting with the criminally charged defendants.
Yes.
And he also said, while it's extremely unlikely we would ever need to take advantage of this arrangement.
Right.
So my understanding is that it's like part of a
continuous
disaster
plan.
So essentially they would be conducting judicial, I mean, this would be act as a courtroom per
yes.
se.
Yes, the meeting room would
be. Okay, the meeting room
would be
security,
all of the staff,
all the staff, the security. The only thing that they would need
is Wi-Fi.
That's the only thing that they would need from us. But they would provide all their staff that they need, the security and anything like that. But it wouldn't be any criminally based cases. Mm-hmm. It's just a plan of action that if something happens, we're one of those locations that they would choose out of the 13. Mm-hmm. So,
any other questions? I would like to know, how soon we would find out that they would be in need of that room. Because, we might have programs here that we may have to cancel. Mm-hmm. Depending on the size of the program, we have shuffled programs mm-hmm. around before.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But,
he did indicate that, let me go back to the email, that if we didn't vote, let me see. Okay. He said he's not subject to any specific deadline to get a resolve, but it might simplify the approval process if he could arrange to have a draft agreement prepared if there's any concerns. So I could bring those concerns back to him, and I guess we would have to
make a list of.
List of concerns.
I kind of put a few
together.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Shelly, what do you
have? Can we add? What do you have?
Obviously, the term of the use.
Okay.
Would it be for a day, 2 days?
Mm-hmm. That's my concern. Is it?
Yeah, that's the same thing. How long?
Say something happened to the courthouse for,
months, years?
Months, would it potentially tie us up?
I think if it's just for a continuity, if it's in case of an emergency, there's not even an advance notice.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's
They would have to notice, but we wouldn't
consider.
It wouldn't
we would
be like
to be able to
move quickly.
It. Yes. Say yes or no.
And this is
we
what
don't
he
want
said
it to disrupt our operations. Either.
Right, and then he indicated that bring any concerns, and then we can, I guess, go back and forth on those concerns and include.
Is there a possibility that they could come and present this to us, so we have a person to talk to?
I can ask that.
That would actually be helpful.
Yeah.
So instead of going back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
And I guess why the library? Is there a particular reason why they're reaching out to us versus like a city hall building or?
He said he had all municipals except for one. So, yeah.
Okay.
But we can ask for presentation maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why you wouldn't just use the news.
Right.
I mean, it's all set up even like a courtroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it doesn't have.
They might be on the list. I don't.
But they
know.
Might. Yeah, they
may already be on the list.
Yeah,
they would be an alternative.
And maybe that's one where they would do more criminal things.
Sure.
I have.
So it'd be nice.
Presentation to us, and then I can put those concerns. But if we get a presentation,
maybe they would be aware of our parking here. If they're looking at a need for
only the summer,
a lot of parking. Some days the parking lot is full. So that might be something that they need to be aware of.
I have a presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if they want it, they can come and ask and pick them right there.
Can open up a question.
Yeah. I will bring that back.
Yeah, giving them a list of things that you're concerned with.
Yeah,
before
so they're ready
to
potential. Yeah.
They'll have answers
absolutely.
For those.
Okay.
And parking's obviously an issue, especially if it's during the school year and all that stuff is taken.
So, Shelly, you have a list of this there because you're the director of the institution. So, your list, along with compiling these that just came out tonight. So, mm-hmm. we'll put that together and send that back over, and then I guess we'll have to further discuss next month.
Well, what is on your list? Do you have it?
It was term of use.
Term of use.
Parking.
How soon to notice?
Obviously, spelled out for responsibilities. Liability.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Liability for sure.
I have compliance with laws, but I'm pretty sure that they got that.
Yeah.
You would hope.
Term of this
continuous
IGA.
Mm-hmm.
How long is this term? This IGA for and termination. Dispute resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Amendments. Those are my That was my list.
Those are good lists.
Those are good ones. Okay, so if you can forward that list.
I'm sorry?
You can forward that list to me.
Sure.
And then we'll add to these, and then we'll have to reconvene.
I would say usage fees. Would we be reimbursed for the time that they...
I know, or any costs, potential costs incurred.
And then hours of operation, right? If their hours are outside of our hours.
Mm-hmm. Didn't seem like any benefit to us.
That's what I'm kind of trying to understand.
Well,
it's just like the emergency management plan.
Right. It's a continuous plan. Yeah. If they have...
But it's also part of, you know, our strategic plan to be strengthening local partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
That's
so smart. That's our benefit.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I would just hate to see a situation where there was a natural disaster at the courthouse and then the library becomes...
just a room. One room.
Yeah.
Is it this?
It's the meeting room.
Yes.
Yeah, this room.
This is the room. Yes, and that should be also reflected in the IGA.
And that's what he said. Any concerns, if we move forward with this, we would have to draft up a draft and work with drafting the IGA. So we would be putting in all these things that we would require. So
I mean, our programs, if you're talking like City Hall or something, that there's set schedules that are published. Like ours are, these are programs. You know, change every month.
Different times.
Yeah.
So I think I'd like to hear from somebody. What is...
Right.
What's buying this? Is this your emergency management plan?
We're like fifth in line of their list.
Okay.
I'm not reading your mind, but I think if, let's say they have a fire...
Yeah.
Something in it's 6 months to a year.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, they have...
And then patron sentiment, too. I mean, they don't necessarily want to come and fight extra security and, you know, all of the other things that that might bring to the library if it's a long-term situation, so...
Yeah. A presentation, I think, would be...
Yeah, I agree.
I'd like... More.
Got it. Well, I bring it to the board because it's not my decision. So. Okay. Set date for a director's evaluation with the personnel committee. So next one. So it says set a date.
Who is on the personnel committee?
I am on that.
One, two. It is Forrestal, Mix, and Pasolini.
I am Pasolini.
Yeah, I am. Oh, sorry, yes.
Say that again.
Forrestal, Mix, Pasola, and myself.
I was? Yes. Is that bad?
Listen, and that, right? Certainly not.
What was the date?
I usually
have the date. No. Shelly? The date?
Which date?
That you had?
I did not.
Oh, okay, I thought you had that. And we usually do it in the... Trying to get the date.
Do you do you want to just do it before the next board meeting?
That would be great.
Okay.
The next board meeting is June...
9th.
6
o'clock?
At 6 p.m.
Do you need anything from me before the board meeting?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
So I have to go back and look at everything.
All right.
So June 9th, does that work for every... June 9th?
Yes.
June 9th? June
9th. 6
o'clock, yes. Okay. So we don't have any other thing, no exact...
I have other.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Other. Okay.
So I saw on the... City Council meeting tomorrow that the mayor is scheduled to reappoint the 3 board members that our terms are expired. And that is Jackie, Ryan,
and Priscilla.
Yeah.
And Carrie.
Okay. Did you guys?
I reached out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I gave a brief.
Okay. You can. Okay, well, if we don't have any other, that was our other, no executive session, and no other new business, a motion to adjourn.
Oh, could I just make a comment under additional business? I've passed out information about senior services having a protest event on the 28th, and I'd like to invite you or anybody who would I'm on the advisory board with them, and just wanted to get the information out. They're objecting to the cuts to their financing events like Meals on Wheels and that kind of thing. That they think it's going to really have a bad impact on senior citizens. So just to make you aware, and we would welcome any support. It's good. Like I said, it's going to be on the 28th of May at the Beecher Center. And they're going to have tables and bingo and all that kind of stuff. But also help people write letters to their congressmen and that kind of thing. So just wanted to get the message out to as many people as we can. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, no further other comments? Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good evening.